Hello, listeners. It's your friendly disembodied voice coming back to you with yet another episode of Ritualistic. This episode is episode 14 in Unjust Counsel. The transcript link and content warnings can be found in the show notes. Enjoy.
I call this meeting of the Middleton Council to order. Current members on the floor, myself and Booker Chauncey, project manager.
Lena, why am I here?
Why do you think you're here?
None of them have gotten in any trouble lately. Jamie's keeping to herself. The others aren't doing anything.
There have been no more escapades in the woods?
No.
And you know this for a fact?
I guess not. For a fact, but I haven't seen or heard anything.
Could she be going on your lunch breaks?
I don't imagine the others would let her.
You trust the others?
Completely.
Sheriff Grant told me the other day that Jamie was in the police station. Explain that away.
She's researching graphic murder cases for her degree. I imagine she was looking for public information on the cases.
Since Jamie Locke's been working in Middleton, we've had multiple police files go missing. The sheriff's not happy.
Oh, God forbid Abby Grunt isn't happy. What has she ever done to deserve that?
Your childish feud with Abby is irrelevant.
It's not childish. She's horrid. She's the definition of a pig.
Watch your mouth.
Your blind trust in Abby is terrifying. Given the amount of people who've come to you giving reports on the things she's done, remember when she waterboarded that kid until he was hospitalized?
She was young.
I work with young people, and none of them are waterboarders. How many people have gotten hurt because of Abby Grunt's pursuit of justice?
We're not talking about Abby.
No. We're talking about the people who haven't done anything wrong.
I'm starting to think you're biased.
The Melody Method Church dig site crew is not involved in anything nefarious. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that. They're not committing crimes. They're not out to get you.
Jamie Locke jumps whenever she sees me.
Because you threatened her job.
She's also getting lots of tattoos.
Tattoos aren't illegal.
I just think it's an interesting time to get tattoos.
She tried to tell you she was struggling and you brushed it away.
She's lying and making up excuses for her sloppy work.
You weren't there. You didn't hear the way she screamed. You didn't see the way she looked at me. You don't see the hauntedness behind her eyes. The dark circles so dark on her face that they look painted on.
So what? You want me to send her to a mental hospital?
I want you to pay for a therapist or have a professional come check on her condition. The type of work she's doing is...
digging up rocks.
I'm not talking about the archaeology work. I'm talking about the reports she's doing. She hates them. They make her sick. I can see it.
Then she can drop out of college.
God, Lena, can you be anything but cruel for one moment?
I care about this community, Booker.
And I don't.
It seems to me that you care more about your coworkers than your town.
I'm defending my project. I'm doing my job. You should try it sometime.
Resorting to low blows?
Taking a page from your book?
You're going to regret taking their side.
And why would that be?
You'll pay for this, Booker. Trust me.
Are you threatening me?
I'll do anything to keep Middleton from falling because of your idiotic dig site crew.
I see why you and Abby get along so well.
Try to understand what I'm trying to do here.
Explain it to me.
I want Middleton to keep our reputation. That means we cannot attract any unwanted attention. We must keep everything buttoned down. And if firing Jamie Locke is what it takes to do that, I will do it.
Reputation. So that's what this is really about.
I want what's best for the town and the dig site.
See, I don't believe you. You claim you want what's best for the dig site, but you only want what's best for you. If you cared about the dig site, you'd give the crew proper funding, proper tools. We wouldn't have to survive off of bargain brand snacks from the corner store and tools that break at least once every day. You'd monitor the staff's mental health. If you cared about it, about us, about anything but yourself and the way you appear, you wouldn't have laughed at Janie and scorned her. And yes, they are my friends, all four of them. Sure, it makes me biased, but I'll take biased and kind over removed and cruel any day. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm calling this meeting to an end. I have to get back to work. Enjoy your self-righteousness, Lena.
Who does that man think he is? Lena Elspeth, Middleton Council speaking. You shouldn't be calling me here. Yes, he did ask me about you. I don't think he understands. Ah, well, I suppose I should have known. And which one of them will go down for it? I see. Your eyes and ears won't be happy, you know. From what I've heard, they've gotten particularly close to the rest of the crew. Yes, I'll ensure the lot girl isn't even thought of. I must admit, this is an enthralling situation. Yes, I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. Today's episode starred Seth Stone as Booker Chauncey and Melissa Warner as Lena Elspeth. The episode was written by Morgan Champagne, sound designed by Seth Stone, and the ritualistic theme, which you heard at the beginning and end of the episode, was composed by Sophia Weaver. The episode was produced by Morgan Champagne and Seth Stone. And now you're going to hear a promo for the podcast The Way We Haunt Now by Courtney Floyd. The Way We Haunt Now is a lighthearted audio drama horror that is about friendship, found family, and fighting the narratives that try to define us, even in the afterlife. Enjoy!
If things had gone according to plan, Eulalie would never have heard from us again. One haunting is quite enough for a lifetime. More than that, and the living tend to get morbid. Hang about in graveyards. Hold seances. Wear out Ouija boards. Not that there's anything wrong with those things. It's just, you know that thing modern teenagers do? What's it called? Prank calling. Well, humans who've been haunted too many times have a tendency toward supernatural prank calling. They don't intend it that way. But when you're a ghost getting a barrage of angsty questions from someone you've never met, it does start to feel like some sort of terrible, exhausting joke. Of course, things did not go according to plan. They so rarely do, unfortunately. Even in the afterlife.
Excuse me? Hello? I just need to get by. What did I do to deserve all of these ghosts? At least with Frankie, there was a specific cause. But I haven't been to any thrift shops. I haven't tinkered with any antiques. And yet, ghosts. Everywhere I turn. Oh, that's the way it's gonna be? Don't make me get the rosemary.
So, we talk to the humans then?
Yes, we talk to the humans.
The Way We Haunt Now, Season 2, coming Saturday, December 4th. 2021.
Let's go rustle up some humans.
This isn't a rodeo, Josie.
I know that. But it does bear a resemblance.